Cattle ranchers in the Nebraska Panhandle are assessing the damage after fires burned about 70,000 acres. Lightning sparked the fires and then quickly spread across dry grassland. Ranchers had planned to use that grass as feed for their cattle, but now it's gone. That, combined with a lingering drought, means some ranchers now face difficult decisions. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
You don't have to travel far outside of Harrison, Nebraska, before the rolling golden hills dotted with green pine forest turn black. Ola Mae Grote has lived on her ranch about 4 miles north of town for 58 years.
We've never seen anything like this in all those years. We've had a lot of little timber fires, but we always got out there and took care of them ourselves. Maybe the neighbors come and helped or something.
These days, Grote gets around with the help of a walker, and when the fire approached, she evacuated to town. It was too much for local firefighters to handle. Crews came in from all over the region to bring the flames under control. When Grote returned, what she saw was heartbreaking.
I imagine that's pretty close to 4,000 acres probably burned. I don't know. But I've got 4,150 acres in here, and I imagine most of it's gone, except this little pasture out here and around by my buildings in there.
Grote leases her land to another rancher, but with no more grass for the cattle, the owner had to move the animals somewhere else. That means no lease income until the grass grows back. Grote still doesn't know how much of her fence was burned and what will need to be replaced. That's going to be a big expense for her and the 40 or so other ranchers affected by the fires.
2006 has not been a good year.
A forklift unloads fence posts at the only hardware store in Harrison. Rancher Mark Zimmerman has lived here all his life. He lost about 1,100 acres of grass. There's not enough left for his 175 cows and their yearling calves to eat.
We usually sell yearlings in the fall, usually around the 1st of September, and we're going to end up selling next week, so.
Feeding heifer right there, 65, 66.
Ranchers will sell at livestock auctions like this one in Torrington, Wyoming. Drought conditions already were forcing some to bring their cattle in as early as mid-June. An auctioneer says the yearlings have been about 100 pounds lighter than normal. And since ranchers are paid by the pound, that means less money. Alan Slagle is from Newcastle, Wyoming.
Wet grass that grows is so dry it just breaks off when the cattle walk over it. If we keep the cattle, we've either got to buy feed or you sell your cows or you haul the cows to somewhere where there is feed. And as everybody knows, with fuel prices as high as they're getting anymore, you can't hardly afford to haul cows off, pay for pasture to feed them, and then haul them back home. So.
Drought also forced Bob Stoddard to bring some of his yearlings into the auction.
My favorite saying is, I found out finally how to make a small fortune in the cattle business. You start with a large one.
Stoddard says in the past he'd just buy hay for feed, but the drought has also pushed up hay prices. He says all he can do is try to hold on and hope the drought breaks soon. For those affected by the fires, donations of money, hay, and fence supplies have started to arrive. And because of the drought, the federal government is offering several emergency programs to ease the financial strain on ranchers. Jeff Brady, NPR News.